In today's episode of CCO Club Podcast, we are talking to Cassandra Hill. She is our special guest today. We are excited to have her. She's talking to us about some of the challenges she had to overcome when starting her business. And she specifically works with African-American women to help them transform their mindset. She's been seen on NBC, CBS, LA Weekly, and we have a treat for us today. So make sure you tune in with Cassandra, because she has a lot of great information to share. We'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, everybody. This is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from CCO Club Podcast, where we are over here doing what we're doing for women, small and micro businesses that want to find out what are some of the things that you could do to really launch, grow, and scale your business, but doing it with other folks, because we know we can always be stronger together. You guys, make sure you head over to the website that is CCOClub.com to get some more information. We're looking for some people to partner with. But today, you guys know I'm always excited. You know I'm always turned up. You know I'm always on 1,000. But today I really am, because I have another one of my sister friends. She's one of my new sister friends that we have the opportunity to learn from and to glean from. Her name is Cassandra Hill, and she plays no games, you guys. She is a transformation agent for Black women. She helps with mindset. She has been seen on LA Weekly, CBS, NBC. Y'all, I already tried to tell y'all she's bad to the bone. She has had some life experiences that, you know, that some would consider a setback, but for Cassandra, it was a setup to do a new thing. And I am just really, really glad to have her on the podcast today to be able to learn from her as a coach, as a consultant, and some of the things that she does with her business. So I hope you guys are ready, because we're going to go in. I didn't even give her the questions ahead of time, you guys. So we going raw, and we're going to have a good time. So Cassandra, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much, Dr. T, for that warm introduction. I'm looking, I'm like, that's me.
That's me.
So I'm so happy to be here, and I look forward to our chit chat.
Yes, yes, yes. So Cassandra, tell the people, what do you do? You talk about, as I just read in your, I even shortened up your intro because I could have just kept going on, but as a transformation coach, or you do transformative work for Black women, what does that really mean? What does it look like? Why do Black women need it? Like, whatever you want to answer with that, but just give us some meat on that.
Sure. One reason Black women need it, let's be real, y'all. Right now, if you are alive and you're here in these United States of America, you realize that Black women are under attack, and we've been under attack for a long time, y'all. For a long time.
Yes.
So it's important for us to not just fill our cup up. That cup got to be overflowing.
That's good.
Because we are change agents. Black women, we change the game in whatever setting. We're always taking care of others, but who takes care of us?
Right, right. You know, one of the things I've learned, I was just having a conversation about education with someone, and I said, you know, by choice, I have worked with kids of color, most specifically predominantly Black schools where that were in poor neighborhoods. I said, because I have a fundamental belief, if you could help Black kids from poor schools, you can help anybody. Is that thought the same for you in reference to what you do for Black women, that if you can help to transform Black women who you feel like are under attack, you could really help to transform women in general? Or is that maybe off base for you?
Yeah, rightly spoken, because like I said, we know with Black women, we take care of so many people and communities and organizations that once we're good, think of how much we're doing right now.
Right.
When you look at Black women, we're the most educated segment of the population. We're starting businesses at record numbers.
Right.
And we're doing this at the deficit of our own emotional and mental well-being.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so just think, when we get to the point where we're whole emotionally, mentally, spiritually, look at how much impact we will make even further in this world.
Absolutely. And I think that you, as you just like walked over a bridge to, you know, mental health, self-care, talk about that a little bit, because I will say that I am glad that the world, at least in the US, have gotten to a place where mental health is a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I really believe it became more in the forefront as athletes started to speak more openly about it, is my opinion, because I think mental health has always been a thing, but it took people that have platforms to begin speaking openly about their mental health so that it became okay to say, I need some help and support, right? So talk to me about why you think, or what are some of the challenges? Let's just start with some of the challenges that women have. You kind of alluded to a second ago with self-care and needing to get support with mental health.
Yeah, you know, the mental health crises that we face, especially for entrepreneurs. When we think about entrepreneurs, 72% of entrepreneurs have some type of mental health challenge. Mm. And this in comparison to where 48% of people who don't pursue entrepreneurship have mental health challenges. So we know for entrepreneurs that mental health is something that we need to have conversations around. As you mentioned earlier, for a long time, it's been a taboo topic. There's been several things that happen besides where we've had celebrities speak out and talk mm-hmm. about their mental well-being. Also, the pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. Still. You know, still.
You know, that was a lot. You know, especially if you're an entrepreneur, think about it. I know for me, like I said, you're going to hear the truth here today.
Right, right, right.
The pandemic was not easy for your girl, because I remember during the pandemic, right before the pandemic, I had just stepped away from work.
Mm.
And that's when I had been praying to God, like, God, when is it time? When is it time for me to do entrepreneurship full time? And he had told me January 2020. And so I got this book tour, I had wrote a devotional, got this tour, and then the world shuts down. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to have to cancel one or two events. And one or two events turned into the whole. And so it impacted business in a way to where if you wasn't able to have some practices in place for your mental well-being, it was a challenge. I think for a lot of us, we don't have a routine down to where we daily address our emotional and mental well-being.
That's good.
And that's important. Think about your car or SUV or however you get around your vehicle. If you don't put gas in it every week, every other week, at some point, you're going to get in that car, start it up, and it won't start.
Right.
No fuel. But for many of us, we don't feel this temple.
That's good.
And we gotta feel it ideally daily. And if not daily, at least weekly.
So talk to me about some of the things that you teach your women to fill their cup or to deal with what they need to do. Give me two or three things that you say daily we can do to do that. And then I want to get back to a question on, you know, how you actually survive that part of the pandemic. So I'll ask that secondarily, but give me some two or three points that are helpful for women to do daily.
Yeah, daily. You know, for us entrepreneurs, your business, I know for Cassandra, my business is God's business.
That's good.
He's just allowed me to be the steward of it, but it's his business. So if it's his business for me to operate in alignment, I got to get in meditation. I got to get in prayer because he's talking, but I'm listening.
Right.
You know, so every day, meditation, prayer, after prayer, give yourself 15, 20 minutes where you're still. Because you got to be able to hear what he's telling you. You know, sometimes we're out here doing all these things and all these things aren't working. And it might be some good stuff, but is it what he has for you? Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I highly recommend for people of faith. The meditation, prayer. Another thing that I do daily, affirmations. Mm-hmm. Just speaking. Our words have power. What are you speaking over yourself on a daily basis?
Right. I think that's good, Cassandra. So let's get back to this pandemic. You know, I know that I've talked to some other women before who felt like God had were leading them at the beginning of the pandemic to step away or to pivot with their work. And then I swear that when the pandemic happened, we all thought it was our fault. It's like, God, you was it my fault? Was the whole pandemic my fault? Right? Because it's like, I needed a change, but God, you done something big. I feel like we was all praying for the same lottery ticket and God just did something big for us, right? So the pandemic was very, very challenging. A lot of people are still feeling the effects. Some people never get over the effects of the pandemic. Let's say there, because there are some people that passed away, if you believe that's what led to some of the deaths, so on and so forth. The debate for another day. But you got into that, you were walking into entrepreneurship at the start of the pandemic. Talk to us about some of the hardships that you ended up overcoming, right? Because going through it, we don't know how we're going to overcome, but you have to get past it to look back. That might bless somebody, right? To be able to see what we overcame. So talk to me about some of the challenges that were, when you were in it, you were dealing with, and then how you got past it. Now I'm going to challenge you also. It's easy to say prayer. It's easy to say prayer and fasting. And if that was your only thing, that's wonderful. But I like to talk about, I don't like to God-ize things for people, right? And that God-ize to me is like you make, you know, I just prayed and I just did that. That's good. But when it's hurting, there's some other things that are going on. So I just want to talk real about what was going on and how you got through it.
Yeah. Faith without works is dead. So you can pray, but it's going to take some action. Yeah. So one thing for me, like I said, I had just walked away from my full-time work. Mm-hmm. At the time I was teaching. Mm-hmm. And so no income.
Right.
People, no income. And mind you, I got all these books. Yeah, I'm the author, but I had to pay for these books.
Right.
They're not giving me these books for free. So I'm sitting here with all these books and the world is shut down. And so I'm like, I can't even like do events to sell
the books.
And so I'm like, okay, you got to figure something out because you got to get some revenue coming in. And I promise you, one of the things the pandemic hit helped with, you weren't going anywhere. The mall, nothing. The only time you leave the house is to get food.
Right.
And so I'm just sitting and I'm thinking and I'm like, okay, how can I get money?
Now, how long did this go for? How long was this going for? You're having to cancel maybe one or two. You're still waiting, trying to see if it's going to shift. How long was that going for?
For like a month.
Okay.
And then after a month, some just told me after that month, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do that this year. Like, this is just not the time for a bookstore. So let me go ahead and cancel all the events.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then from there, like I said, I was thinking, how am I get some money coming in?
Now, I want to pause you before you move on, because I don't want something that you said to be missed. It takes courage to cancel. It takes courage because you already have it set up. You probably already counting. You got a speaking engagement. You might make some money from there. It maybe you're not, but you're going to make money on your book sale. Like, the dollar bills are calculated, because I said, this is what I started to say, Cassandra. My bills are not saved. They don't know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They keep billing, right? They just keep billing. And so they're not saved. And so you're counting the dollars. And so you're trying to figure out, what can I do? Because I got to make the money and I got to cancel all this, which means that I got to pivot because the books are still sitting there. So it takes a lot of courage sometimes to pivot, to change, to have the foresight to see that something, I don't know what this is happening is with this pandemic. This is brand new, right? So it could be, you know, they talking on the news like, oh, it's going to be over in a second. And we still, years later, still feeling the effects of it, right? So that, I just wanted to make sure that I gave a little bit more time to that, because that's a huge, I know that was a big deal, right? That was a big, big, big deal. How were you feeling at that time? Were you nervous? What was going through your thoughts when you realized, and a month is not even a long time, relatively speaking, in the grand scheme of everything, right? Mm-hmm. So just, I want to hear that the fright. I want to hear about that. So tell me what was going on.
Woo! You already know. You scared. You're nervous. You're like, OMG. And then, as you mentioned, I'm a speaker.
Right.
And so these speaking engagements, like, and yeah, this is coin I'm missing out on. It's like, not only did you take away a few dollars from the speaking, but the book sales too.
Right.
But you know what's so crazy about that though, Dr. T? My speaking events, you know, the in-person getting counseled, and prior to the pandemic, most of the time my speaking was in person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there are counseling events left and right. But this was a God thing, because generally before the pandemic, I was just speaking right here in the US of A.
Mm-hmm.
But during the pandemic, I started getting attention outside the States. And I ended up having a spot on a news station based out of Australia every week. That would have me come on and talk about health wellness.
That's good.
I'm also a holistic health practitioner. And so honestly, if it hadn't been for the pandemic, I wouldn't have, maybe God would have worked it out, but more than likely, I wouldn't have even had thought about venturing.
And that's when I was having this conversation and I said, and I'm saying this to the people, you guys, when there has to be a pivot or when there have to be a shift, and you know that it couldn't have happened without God. That's where the Bible talks about how all things will work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And called according to his purpose, right? Because it's like, you realize that's only God. First of all, I don't know nobody in Australia. I don't even know how I found them, how they found me. There's no way that would have been the case if the pandemic wouldn't have happened, right? So it's not to say, you know, that bad thing, the Bible says that tragedy rains on the just as well as the unjust. And so the pandemic impacted us all. Yeah. But can I still have the faith and do the works, right? Yeah. Even during a season, so that whatever God has for me, I'll be satisfied. Whatever he has for me, right? Another door, one closed, another one opens. And look at that just help you weekly. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now, right? And so that is so awesome that it's like, you know, we just know it's a God thing. But if you would have sat there and not done anything and not tried to do anything. So tell me, how did you even get connected with this Australia? What happened?
LinkedIn. They found me on LinkedIn. I needed guests and they found me on LinkedIn because guess what? I had more time.
Right, right.
I had more time to be on LinkedIn and put my expertise out there. So they found me.
And that's so awesome. And that's just because you utilized the time that you had to do what you needed to do, not knowing how God was going to bless. Again, that works. My Lord and my God, that'll preach. Just out there doing something, right? Sharing your expertise and your knowledge. So that led to getting on with them weekly. And then tell me what transpired after that.
After that, I'm like, okay, you got social media. You better go live and sell these books. The post office is still open.
That's what you say.
So I'm going live on social media and people are loving the devotional and I'm selling. And eventually what I had, I sold out.
That and kept it going. And that's so awesome. What was birth out of that? You're going through the pandemic, you're selling your books, you're still speaking, you're going live. Did you find that you had to shift what you were doing? Was something birthed out of that time that you didn't see? What happened after that, Cassandra?
Yes, a lot of things was birthed out of that because for me, when I started my business, I had overcome systemic lupus with a natural regimen that God blessed me to develop. Prior to that, the pandemic, most of the clients that I was attracting were primarily women of color who had some type of chronic condition or autoimmune condition, and we was working to reverse their health. However, after the pandemic or somewhere through that pandemic, I started attracting more entrepreneurs, more Black women entrepreneurs. And I think it was a multitude of things. First, my experience, even with overcoming lupus, but when I was diagnosed, I was working in corporate. And let me tell you, I'll be the first to raise my hand. I neglected my health and well-being while working in corporate. And so I think that resonated, was starting to resonate more with the people I was called to serve. And so that kind of shifted the business to where it is today, to where most of the women that I serve are either entrepreneurs or in corporate, and they're just working to have that harmony in their life, to have that emotional and mental well-being, and still have financial security as well.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I love about what you said is you said I started attracting. Right. And what ends up happening is we will go into business thinking one thing. And God, I always say God have jokes. Right. And God will have somebody else. You be attracted to someone else. And if you're not paying attention, you can miss the mark. You can miss what God really wants for you to do. So I'm really glad that you kept your eyes open to see who he wanted you to impact, right? Because we could be thinking left, God wants us to go right. And I think that that's something that is so, so, so important. So now you're, so what is it, what is the thing, because the, on your website, you guys, you can go to, well, actually I'm going to put your, I usually do this at the end, but she has a Linktree, Healer Cassandra, on Linktree. That's on the, that's on the ticker tape. It'll also be in the description for you guys. What that has evolved, because that was what, 4 or 5 years ago, roughly speaking, at the time of this recording. How has that helped to round out what you do in business for today, Cassandra? What is the, what are the, because I know you do a lot, what is the main thing that you do? I know we have, you know, we got, you know, the main hustle, and there are things that are birthed out of that. But what's the main thing that that has helped you with?
You know, the main thing it's helped me with is to ensure that my services, products are aligned with the women I'm called to serve. So one of the things that shift in the business, I develop digital courses.
Mm-hmm.
The courses are definitely geared for entrepreneurs. One of my courses is geared specifically for Black women, period. That's unlocking the new true authentic you. I guess if you not a Black woman and wanted your role, you could. However, I wrote it with the intentions of us knowing our worth and value in the world. That's one of the things that shifted in the business. Because prior to the courses, I was only doing the life and wellness coaching. So now we do have the digital courses. We're getting ready for retreats. We're about to start getting retreats just to have a safe place for us to unwind, relax, and then do some business stuff as well, but do it in a safe space. I'm excited. Some other things will be coming out here soon. So you definitely want to stay connected to my Linktree, Healer Cassandra, to stay updated on some other exciting things that'll be coming up in the new year.
I love that. I love that. It's just about continuing to do the work. It's about, you know, not giving up, not not stopping. As our time, I told you, it we just start talking, it's like the time goes. So I want you to give me two or three things that have been the most challenging as an entrepreneur that you had to overcome. So just off the top of your head, I know when you get off the call, you're going to think, oh, I should have said this, but give me right off the cuff, two or three things that you really feel like you had to lean into God with, and you had to really work to overcome in your entrepreneur journey.
Okay. First thing, lack of capital.
Preach it to the people in the back of the room.
Y'all, this lack of capital is so real. I know for me, like I told you, my business birthed after I overcome systemic lupus. So did I have a decent career in corporate? Yes. But all that savings, you have a medical crisis, it goes away.
Yeah.
You know, so when I started my business, it definitely was a challenge getting that capital.
What did you do to build that?
Me working, just if I'm being real honest, I'm thankful. My career as a gerontologist, I would take assignments doing consulting. That helped. When all the racial things start happening in the world and we started seeing more grant programs, I'm a pretty good writer, so I was fortunate to write for some grants and win.
Yeah.
Let me
say this. People are afraid. People think that going back to work and getting a job is failure. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. If you have to go back to work to get you some capital to be able to fund your entrepreneur journey, do that. If you got to take a side hustle, if you got to be like, you know, maybe I'm used to $100,000 and I may take $60,000 because I can make up the own 30 myself and doing my work. Do what you have to do. Do what you, it is not failure. It's smart. Someone said, let your job be your business partner. Right? And do what it is you have to do to get that capital up. So that's one, capital, lack of capital. Give me one or two more.
Yeah. And then just having that balance, because like I said, I, in the past, overworked it, overdid it, and my body suffered. So being able to do the things that need to be done in the business, but still having the rest your body needs, that was a process learning how to do that. And then I think third thing, I live in a rural area. So there's not a whole lot of events, business-wise, conferences, things like that. So you have to get creative to build community. Because one thing I will tell you, if it's a God vision, not your vision, but if it's a God vision, it will require a community. You won't get
absolutely. It absolutely. I love that. I really was going to ask you to give me three things that you overcame, but you really gave them to me in the three things that were the hardest. You said this was hard, and that's what I had to do. This was hard, you know. And so I really appreciate that, Cassandra. It has been such a joy to connect with you, to speak with you. I hope we can have you back on the podcast. I hope we can have you over doing some more work with us in CCO Club. You guys, make sure you go over to ccoclub.com to learn more about what we do, and make sure you go over to Linktree at Healer Cassandra to learn more about what she does. Cassandra, you have the last word before I pray us out of here.
All right, last word. Listen up, listen up, listen up. Anyone with the ability to love should start with themselves.
She's not playing. She is not playing. I really, really, really love that. Anybody that has the ability to love should start with themselves. That's where it begins. And really, that's where it should end, because I believe that that's how we love other people. Cassandra, again, it has been a blessing. You guys, I hope you got something good out of this podcast. I pray that God continues to bless you on your entrepreneur journey. I hope you know that there are going to be challenges that you're going to have to overcome. And if you are putting in the work, I believe that God honors it. He will bless it. He honors it, and he will bless it. Continue to keep the faith, and we will see you on the next podcast. Take care.
Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.